This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. More than 700 people have been deemed close contacts after a positive Omicron case attended two Melbourne gay nightclubs last Friday night. This week, the health department confirmed the COVID-positive person went to Circuit Bar in Fitzroy between 9 p.m. and midnight and the Peel Hotel in Collingwood between 11:30 p.m. and 3 a.m. on Friday night. The department has said attendees who are fully vaccinated must get tested and quarantine immediately for 7 days, or 14 days for those who are not fully vaccinated. LGBTIQ counselling service Switchboard Victoria has joined calls to ban Victoria police officers marching in uniform at next year's Midsummer Pride March. A contingent of Victoria police officers march in a grouping alongside emergency, fire and ambulance services each year at the Melbourne Midsummer Pride March. However, in a statement, Switchboard said, "We ask that police and Midsummer heed the calls from many parts of our community. Consider the impact of police marching in uniforms on the ability of marginalised community members to attend and feel safe at Pride." Perth gay couple Scott Corbett and Chris Brain say they're considering a legal challenge to laws banning gay couples from surrogacy in Western Australia. In Australian states and territories, only altruistic surrogacy is legal. This means a surrogate who agrees to carry a couple's baby can't be paid. But Western Australia is the only place in the country that does not allow same-sex male partners to have a baby by a surrogate at all. The state's Surrogacy Act restricts eligible surrogacy clients to two people of opposite sexes who are married or in a de facto relationship. The New Zealand Parliament has unanimously passed laws allowing trans Kiwis to more easily update sex markers on their birth certificates. The government first introduced the legislation in 2018 and finally passed the bill last Thursday. Under the changes, transgender New Zealanders won't need proof of medical treatment or a family court declaration, as opposed to the previous process, which involved appearing before a judge and disclosing private medical information. LGBTIQA plus people are at greater risk of eating disorders, with 23% of trans people having a current or past diagnosis, according to new research. The findings have been released by eating disorder charity Butterfly Foundation for its new An Eating Disorder Looks Like Me campaign. The awareness campaign challenges stereotypes to show that eating disorders have no specific look in terms of gender, body shape, age, or other presentation. It found that 90% of Australians are not confident they could recognise the signs of an eating disorder. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Great Britain's Lewis Hamilton made a statement wearing his Intersex Inclusive Progress Pride flag helmet while winning the first ever Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. After being inspired by Josh Cavallo's coming out story, the Sydney Rangers Soccer Club have created a new team logo and brand to reflect their own pride. The club produced a modern emblem which features their shield, a new rainbow bar across the top representing their commitment to a proud playing future, and the monogram in the shield centre creates a heart shape, symbolising the club's core values of inclusivity and unity in the football world. A football match in Mexico has erupted into violence after official suspended the game over homophobic chants. Fans yelled "A Puto" through the Morelos Stadium in the final minutes of the Liga de Expansión MX quarterfinals game between Club Atlético Morelia and winners Tampico Madero Football Club on Saturday, but as the players walked off, tensions flared and supporters began lobbing objects onto the field. The Commonwealth Games Federation is considering a wide range of measures to make the event more inclusive for LGBT plus athletes. In an interview with BBC Sport, ComGames Chief Executive Katie Sadler says she wants to hear athletes' views on whether future games should be held in countries with discriminatory laws against the LGBT plus community. And finally, All Elite Wrestling star Anthony Bowens has hit back on Twitter after a fan was heard shouting a homophobic slur at him during a match. The fan called Bowens a faggot on AEW Dynamite during an 8-man tag team match alongside teammate Max Caster. He tweeted that it was unfortunate behaviour like this still exists and he will continue to fight against it till the day he dies. The 30-year-old wrestler went viral this week after sharing a defiant picture of him kissing his boyfriend in front of a crowd of Christian homophobes.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.